Now, the rest of the story. Now, let me explain something. Doc never, ever sought to mislead anybody. Doc firmly believed that he was offering his patients the finest medical care available. But the fact is that Doc was a quack. At least you certainly would have called him a quack. Unless you think there's some connection between speech impediments and chronic diarrhea. That's what Doc thought. Or unless you would prescribe abstinence from sexual intercourse as a preventive against gout. That's what Doc did. No. No, you'd have called him a quack, all right. Doc came from a wealthy family. He was reared by nurses and servants in a lavishly decorated two-story home. On the walls were original masterwork paintings. On the dining table were golden dishes and cups inlaid with precious stones. Doc entered primary school at 7. He boxed in high school. He was an excellent medical student. Finally set up his own practice. Now, had he kept his oddball ideas about medicine to himself, probably you'd never have heard of him. But Doc was not only proud of his theories, he treated his patients accordingly. And he also wrote those ideas down. He said one could always tell whether an unborn child was male or female by which of its mother's breasts was larger. He said one could determine whether a woman was infertile by the degree to which her body absorbed perfume. And he said men with both pattern baldness and varicose veins could grow hair again. He said the only good thing about having jaundice was that you were less susceptible to having gas. Oh, the doc was a quack, all right. He said south winds make you deaf and north winds make you constipated. He said a few other things that sound about as reasonable as that. Doc was going strong, though, at 90. One of the main reasons his patients took his advice so seriously. Surely it seemed that the doc had discovered some secrets of vitality, if not the fountain of youth itself. Well, what he had discovered were some of the most peculiar notions in the history of the medical profession. He said if you get weak on a starvation diet, something's wrong with you. He said rain precipitates epilepsy and apoplexy and angina. And he said if you go deaf during a fever, a nosebleed can cure it. But if your hair falls out from tuberculosis, he said, you're a goner. He said heat makes you stupid. He said sneezing cures hysteria. He said women with good complexions give birth to boy babies. Oh, yes, Doc was a quack. By today's standards, Doc was a quack, which makes one wonder how today's doctoring is going to be regarded by tomorrow's doctors. It's interesting to try to imagine that, for you see, the physician who linked sex to gout and stammering to diarrhea more than 2,400 years ago has since been called the father of modern medicine, Hippocrates. You have heard that every modern physician swears allegiance to the Hippocratic Oath. Now you know the rest of the story.